time?
Sunday.
What day?
Sunday.
It's time to play the game.
Get ready for a game day edition of CBJ and 30.
Game on!
Yeah, game on!
Hear from the players and coaches as the Blue Jackets get set to hit the ice. Join the discussion on Twitter by using the hashtag CBJ and 30. Here's your host, Bob McGilligan.
That is Sir Elton John with a little Philadelphia Freedom. Not really many choices, is there? I mean, to me, there's that and there's Something from Rocky. That's the directions that I would go. So I guess we'll do Rocky next time when the Blue Jackets are back here in just a couple of weeks. Welcome to a game day edition of CBJ and 30. I am your host, Bob McElligott. It has been a trying weekend for me. I've got to be honest with you. It's been really trying. I don't know what happened. We got to Buffalo on Friday night. Felt fine. Got to the hotel, was fine. I wake up on Saturday morning with just this big lump basically in my throat. Not a lump, but you could feel my chest was congested. And I could just feel that everything was right there, like at the bottom of my throat. And I battled throughout the day to talk coherently and get through it. And Saturday night, that game in Buffalo was a challenge. It was a struggle. And then yesterday was not a great day when it came to talking for me. But I stayed in my room and rested most of the day. We did get up and went to church here, and it was an incredible scene there because I had no idea. First of all, I had no idea that the annual St. Patrick's Day parade in Philadelphia is held the Sunday before St. Patrick's Day, which made it yesterday because St. Patrick's Day is on Friday. So they were having the parade yesterday. I did not know that when I got here, nor did I know that at church there was going to be a huge gathering and celebration basically beforehand. So that was quite a sight. All the people that were there and decked out in green and in uniforms, and I mean there were some serious people over there ready for that parade yesterday. So I came out of there. Again, the voice was not good. It was tough to talk. And took a walk anyway, even though it was cold. They said it was 30 degrees. I say baloney. But the wind was blowing, so it made it feel less than that anyway. But took a walk a couple of blocks down to see the start of the parade, hear a little bit of Irish music, because I have no problem with that. Love that. So I went down there. So I probably stayed outside more than I should have early in the day. Then I came back and basically just kind of shut it down. I watched the rest of the parade on TV. Who does that? Huh? Who goes into a city and watches a parade on TV? I did it. I will fully admit that I did it. And that, you know, usually the only parade I ever watch on TV is the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, which I love to watch on TV on Thanksgiving morning, because when I was a kid, that was the one thing that my dad would have us do. That's one thing I can always remember. On Thanksgiving Day, he would wake us up and we would go watch the parade. And I did a lot of stuff with my dad, but that was just one thing that kind of stood out to me. Yeah, the other stuff was, you know, sports, and he coached and he yelled at me and I was never good enough and all that stuff, you know. Stuff I've learned to do as dad now, but no, it wasn't always that bad. I'm just kind of kidding. I'm partly kidding, But I don't remember a lot of things that we used to do that were unique. But that was one, watching the Thanksgiving Day parade. The other one was he was an officer at the Legion, and on Memorial Day, we would go out to cemeteries, and you know the veterans all have those. They have a marker by their grave, and you would put a little flag. We'd take those little flags, and we'd go through the cemetery, and we'd put the little flags into the holders. So Thanksgiving Day parade and that are two really special things I remember as a kid. So anyway, so I sat and I watched most of the rest of that parade on TV. I doze off here and there, but I tried to keep it low key and get my voice back. So today, I've got somewhat of the voice back, but now the congestion has gone from the chest to the head, and it'll be a different type of a battle tonight, but at least I'll have a voice to get through it. And that's really all that matters. It's amazing to me that in my profession, look, I've got a cold. Stupid, right? So everybody gets a cold, and it's bothersome, and you blow your nose, and you cough, and you sneeze, and you do it for a couple of days, and then you move on. But it can be so devastating in my business. It's unbelievable. So there's my long story about nothing, basically. But what I'm trying to say to you is I'm back in the saddle again today, just much better, and can talk my way through this one tonight, Blue Jackets and the Philadelphia Flyers. This is an important game for the Blue Jackets. Let's not even pretend it's not, because it is. It's an important game for both teams. For the Flyers, it's desperate that they win. They are in sheer desperation because they are not going to make the playoffs. I do not think they're going to. There's, you know, some people that you talk to here, they think there's an outside shot because of the run they made last year and they sneaked in right at the very end. I don't think they're sneaking in. I think they're too far out. I think, you know, they have too big of a hill to climb now. And this is a team that won, what, 11 games in a row earlier in the year before the Blue Jackets went on their 16-game winning streak. It was right around that same time, actually. But they had won 11 in a row, and now they're not going to make the playoffs. They come into this game with 70 points tonight, and it's taking 76 to get into the playoffs. So you might say, well, that's not too bad. Yeah, but you have to jump over three teams. So you need 6 points. You have to jump over three teams. You have 15 games left to do it. Now, that's obviously a potential of 30 points, and I get it. It could still happen mathematically. They're right there. I don't think they'll make it. But what do they think? That's what's going to matter. How are they going to play? Are they going to play like they're going to make it? Are they going to play like they could do it? If they are, then they are going to be tough going down the stretch. They're going to be tough for the Blue Jackets tonight. For the Blue Jackets, they've got to win this game because of what they did on Saturday in Buffalo. Blew a 3-goal lead in the first period, lost 5-3, missed out on a chance to get to within one of the division lead, and with Pittsburgh winning, fell into third place in the Metropolitan Division. I mean, this is a division where there is absolutely zero margin for error. Zero margin for error. And this young team has got to bounce back tonight. It's as simple as that. They've got to do it on the road in a tough building against a desperate team, blah, 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 all that stuff. They've got to do it. And this is going to be the latest test for them to see if they can overcome. I know they can. Will they overcome? That is going to be the question. Now, there are a lot of positives about this game for the Blue Jackets. There's also one big negative. Ryan Murray got hurt in the game in Buffalo the other night. He got hurt early in the game. He had a shot go off his hand. It broke his hand. He had surgery this morning. His prognosis is out of action for 4 to 6 weeks. So he is unavailable. And boy, is the acquisition of Kyle Quincy look really important for the Blue Jackets now, because he goes right in as a regular third pair defenseman with Marcus Nuttavaara. Scott Harrington's still here. He's a seventh guy. If you have to go deeper than that, well, let's just not even think about going any deeper than that right now, okay? So that's where the Blue Jackets sit. They've got Quincy to step in for Ryan Murray. Ryan Murray's out. Now, they are getting two guys back into the lineup tonight, and that's Matt Calvert and Josh Anderson, and I think that's really going to be able to stabilize these forwards. This group of forwards needs stabilization, and I've told you all year when William Karlsson, Matt Calvert, and Josh Anderson are out there on the ice at the same time, I've called them the stabilizers, because if everything's going wrong, all you have to do is throw those three guys out there and they make everything right again. That's what they've done. Now, poor William Karlsson, who I thought played much better this weekend than maybe the last couple of weeks, but he's gotten lost out there in a way, and it's not his fault, because he's lost both of his line mates, both of them, not one guy, both guys, and then other guys have heated up. I have much more on that and a lot of other stuff in my daily conversation with Blue Jackets head coach John Tortorella, which you hear exclusively right here on CBJ and 30.
In the game in Buffalo the other day, were you, I know you're disappointed to lose, but were you disappointed with the way that your team played, or were you somewhat okay with it?
Yeah, you know, the thing that bothers me the most is I think we've chipped down in having some crust on our team, some bite in our game. I don't think we're defending well. We gave up 20 scoring chances. Buffalo has some good offensive people. We have no right giving up 20 scoring chances. The chances in that game were 20-20. That's the way that game was played. We can't go down that road. And I do. I think we've chipped down in, especially in the defending part of it, especially blue line back to our goal, around our blue. There's not enough crust there, and I think we got to get that back in our game.
How much of that is playing two against the Devils, two against the Sabres? No offense to them, yeah. But they're not the Rangers and the Penguins.
Yeah, it's human nature when you're not playing teams that, and I'm not trying to disrespect them at all, but they're different games, and it's human nature. And then you start falling into, you just fall into playing that way. And we need to get ourselves out of it. It's not going to happen tonight against this team here in Philly. They're going to be going here, and we've got to be ready to play the way we're supposed to play. We're able to play that way. We're fortunate we have people that can play that way. We have not done that.
Yeah. And they are disparate. They are in their building, and that's the way they play in their building. They play chippy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, especially in their building. I don't think we can get overwhelmed at what we think they're going to be. I think sometimes you look at their emblem, and you think that's the Flyers. I think it's a little bit of a different team. I don't think we should take a backward step at all tonight. I think we should initiate the contact, and I think that'll make us a better team.
You get a couple of guys back into your lineup that do that, and Josh Anderson and Matt Calvert. You get them back with William Karlsson. You know, I had thought about him. I'd wondered why it seemed his game dropped off for a while, but he lost both of his wingers, not one, but both.
Yeah, and he lost some minutes too, because I was a little bit more careful in my matchups with those two wingers out. So I'll feel more comfortable in putting them a little bit, some different situations here. Yeah, Bobby, you don't know how you're going to miss a player until you're in a 60-minute game. I missed both of them. It was a hole in just how I could do things on the bench right away. I felt it right away. So it's good to have them back.
And they've got to really push for the playing time, because Gagne, Hartnell, Bjorkstrand have been so good, they've kind of passed those guys on the depth chart.
They've taken over the minutes there because they've played well, and it's always good to have competition, so we'll see where it goes.
Ryan Murray gets hurt early in the game in Buffalo the other night. He's going to be out, looks like, 4 to 6 weeks. When you got Kyle Quincy, when Yarmo goes and gets him, that's an insurance policy. Looks like it's a pretty good thing they did.
Yeah, defense position, you can't have enough. Perfect timing for us at the deadline, getting an experienced guy, a guy that's well-positioned on the ice. So right now it's really good for us. And we got Harry waiting in the wings there, too, has put some good minutes for us, too.
Torch, thank you very much. Good luck tonight.
All right, Bobby.
So that insurance policy named Kyle Quincy is paying dividends for the Blue Jackets already. As I said, he gets into the lineup here tonight and for the next couple of weeks. For Ryan Murray, Torch did say in his regular press gathering that he does have a plan for him. They're going to try to get him on the ice. I almost said he's upset. It's not upset. He's concerned because Murray just missed, seven games with a lower body injury, with a leg injury, and he wasn't able to skate. Now he's got the broken hand. You really shouldn't be out there skating with a broken hand, because you could fall and further the damage. But they are going to try to come up with some kind of padding or something. And if the trainers say it's okay and the doctors say it's okay, he is going to get on the ice, because Torts wants him to work on his conditioning and wants him to keep his legs ready, because the moment he's ready to go back into the lineup, he's going to go. Now, if he comes back in 4 weeks, that would be right around the start of the playoffs. If it takes 6 weeks, then the Blue Jackets might have to win a first round just to get into the second round and give him a chance to play before the season's over. It is it's a tough break, pardon the pun, but the Blue Jackets will have to adjust. And again, with Kyle Quincy here, I think it gives them a much better chance to adjust and get through that. Matt Calvert, Josh Anderson coming back. You heard Torts talking about the grit that adds to his lineup. where he's very concerned about the grit or the lack of grit that they have had or that they're getting away from it. So these two guys give him the opportunity to get a little bit back, and especially in a building like this tonight in Philadelphia. Earlier today, I had a chance to catch up with Josh Anderson.
Josh, get back in the lineup today. It's been it hasn't been that long, but every minute you're not there is too long, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you know, it's only been a week or so like that, but every time you're out there watching your teammates, it's definitely tough watching from the stands, and all you want to do is get back on the ice and, you know, help your team win. So it's nice to get back for sure.
And as you've been watching, you know, guys been doing well. Some new guys come in, get a chance to get some minutes. Do you feel like you got to get back in and really give a good push early on to kind of get your job back?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I want to play my own game, you know, get in here and, you know, bump some bodies around and get on the forecheck. And, you know, it's nice to have Calvi back come in the lineup too and have our own line back. So it will be good.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that because you guys, before Matt got hurt, you guys were kind of that stabilizer line. Whenever there was trouble, Torts would roll you guys out there and you would settle everything down. You want to go back to doing that tonight?
For sure. We want to, you know, start playing like that again, you know, get on the forecheck as much as we can and grind their D down. We're just excited to play together tonight and, you know, have a good game.
You guys had a disappointing loss in Buffalo the other day. What's the mindset like today, especially coming into Philadelphia, a team that's very desperate? And, you know, playing in this building is never an easy task.
Yeah, our mindset is, you know, don't lose two in a row. And we're coming in tonight and playing a really good hockey team. And, you know, they're fighting for their lives for the playoffs right now. So we know it's going to be a good test for us. And it should be a good hockey game.
You know, the funny thing is you say don't lose two in a row. As tight as things are in this division right now, you can't afford to, because you lose one, somebody passes you every day.
Exactly. We just got to, you know, take it one day at a time and, you know, just keep building steps here and grinding away.
Josh, thank you. Welcome back. Good luck tonight.
Thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
That's Josh Anderson. And, yes, he is looking to get his job back tonight. John Tortorella alluded to the fact a couple of minutes ago that William Karlsson, when he was with Anderson and Calvert, you could argue that was the number three line, and Hartnell, Gagne, and Sedlak were the fourth line. But now, with those guys being out of the lineup, with Sedlak being out of the lineup and Gagne moving to the middle, that line, and Bjorkstrand going on to that line has picked up more of the minutes. So there's no doubt they're more of a number three line than Carlson's line is. So William and Josh and Matty are going to have to battle to get their ice time back tonight. And the way they do that is by playing a good, solid game. And they know that. I mean, they know the challenge. And this is where, what I've been talking about since the trade deadline, this is where the healthy challenge comes into play, the battle to see who's the best on any given night. Lauri Korpikoski is not going to play tonight. Well, that there's an asterisk there. Nick Foligno left the ice because of illness this morning, and he may or may not play. Now, if he can't play, I would assume that Bjorkstrand would move up and play with Wennberg and Saad, but that's not a given either. They might just put Korpikoski there and let him bang away on that wing and keep the other lines intact and let them go do their work. But hopefully Foligno is going to feel well enough to play tonight. But Korpikoski, as it stands right now, is out. And this is where the healthy competition begins, where you've got to be the best. You've got to be in the best, the top 12. You've got to be one of the best 12 forwards on any given night to get a chance to play now, with everybody coming back healthy. And it's going to be a good competition. I think it's going to bring out the best in a lot of these players, and you're going to see a lot of them step their game up at just the right time of the year for them to do that anyway, because they're getting set to go to the playoffs. Matt Calvert also talked today after the morning skate, and let's listen in on a little press gathering that he held.
Back to the lineup. How do you feel about that?
Feel good. Me and Andy worked out that we came back at the same time, so reunite with Bill, and it should be easy transition back in.
That's kind of like getting the old band back together. What does that mean to you to come back and just get right back where you pick up right back where you left off?
Yeah, it's gonna be fun. The boys have been playing well lately, and we're just gonna try come in, provide some energy, do our jobs, and just keep it simple right off the start.
And Torts talked about that, the grit that you guys bring back to the game. Maybe a little bit of that has been missing.
Yeah, we try to get pucks deep. You know, forechecking is our game, and try to finish some hits and make it hard on the other team, and hopefully chip in with a few along the way.
Eddie, does your place in the standings allow you to take a couple days just to make sure that everything's clear injury-wise before you come back? Or maybe in the past you'd be coming back a day in, whatever?
No, I think I think you hold yourself to the same standard. You know, no matter where you are, you want to make sure you're right. But when you're able to go and it's not going to make it any worse, you want to get yourself back in line up as soon as possible.
Talk about that grit, playing in this building tonight against this team. I mean, that's kind of the game when you come here, isn't it?
Yeah, they're fighting for their playoff lives right now, and you know, we're fighting for our playoff standing. So it's, you know, I call them the Broad Street Bullies, and they try to play pretty tough here. So we got to bring it right off the start, and, you know, get on the body, and, you know, something we're successful, we do a lot of. So you know, just stick to our game plan and go have some fun tonight.
You know what's funny about Matt Calvert? He does those interviews on a game day, and he's very businesslike. You know, you can hear a little bit of the excitement. He does a good job at keeping most of it under the surface and being very businesslike on the outside. But you see it in his eyes. You see the excitement, and you know that he will be ready tonight for a game like this. You know, it's just had been killing him not to play and have to watch his teammates go out there and play. And to some extent, it's probably been killing them that he's not playing, because he's such a heart and soul guy who wears it all on his sleeve, and they know what they're going to get from him each and every night. So Matt Calvert back in the lineup tonight, along with Josh Anderson, playing with William Karlsson. Sergei Bobrovsky gets a chance to play against the team that he started with in the NHL and the team that eventually drafted him. Of course, Bob, in his last six appearances, is 5-0-1 with a 1.19 goals against average and a .967 save percentage to go with three shutouts. He has won the last six games that he's played against the Flyers. He's 6-1 in seven starts against Philadelphia. Steve Mason's going to make the start for the Flyers, and why wouldn't he? It's a former Blue Jacket. He's playing very well right now. He is 3-3-3 in nine games against the Blue Jackets. He has been on a roll lately, 1.56 goals against average and a .949 save percentage in his last five games. So this is an important game for him, obviously. Michael Neuvirth is the other goaltender here. They've already given him a contract extension. Steve Mason is waiting to see if he's going to get one or not. The Flyers, they are coming off a heartbreaking loss, a one-goal loss in Boston just a couple of days ago. The Blue Jackets, you know what they're coming off of, their heartbreaking loss in Buffalo. But since they won 10 straight, okay, the Flyers, and I told you, I said 11 earlier, they won 10 straight. They won 10 straight earlier in the season. Since then, they have only won 12 of 35. They've gone 12-18-5. And that's why their chances of going to the playoffs are slim to none. Flyers are 6 points out of the wild card spot, as I told you, with 15 games left to play. Who are the points leaders on this team? Well, don't be surprised. Jake Voracek leads the way. He's got 54 points. Their captain, Claude Giroux, always having a good season. He's got 48 points. Wayne Simmonds has really had a nice year with 28 goals and 18 assists. You better know where Wayne Simmonds is when he's on the ice tonight, because if you don't, he will put the puck in the back of your net for sure. He leads this team in goals by a wide margin. Second on the team is Voracek with it's Braden Schenn with 19. So that's a big difference. That's nine goals more than Braden Schenn has. Schenn's having a nice season with 42 points as well, but these guys are dangerous. They have a lot of weapons. They will come at you in many different ways. You have got to be ready to play against the Philadelphia Flyers, and you've got to be ready to play in their building. It can be a hostile crowd. They're either going to be hostile toward you or hostile toward their own team. That depends on how the game goes. If you start to get the upper hand, if you start to do the things that you want to do and play the game you want to play and all that stuff, they will turn on their own team. Yes, they will do it in a heartbeat. So that's the kind of game you want to play, as to where they are, you know, booing against their own team. Although we saw in Buffalo the other night, they got booed off the ice in the first period. They made a goaltending change, and lo and behold, they ended up winning the game. So it's all about when they're booing. You want them booing their team at the end of the third period. That would be ideal. Standings coming into play tonight, Metropolitan Division, Washington, who has dropped four straight games now. They have 95 points. Pittsburgh's got 94, the Blue Jackets 92, and the New York Rangers, who are in a wild card spot, have 90 points. Over in the Atlantic, Montreal a two-point edge on Ottawa, 86-84, the point totals there. Then Boston checks in with 78 points. Right now, Toronto holds the final playoff spot, the second wild card spot, with 76 points. But the Islanders are just 1 point back. Tampa is 3 points back. I think that is the most dangerous team. If they get in, look out, because I think they're going to get Steven Stamkos back before it's all said and done. And their goaltending issues are gone. They traded Ben Bishop. Andre Vasilevsky knows he's the guy. Peter Budaj's the backup. If it doesn't work out for Vasilevsky, they know what they are and where they are. They got a couple of centers hurt the other day too, but I'm telling you, that to me is the most dangerous team. If they get in, they can make something happen. They are only 3 points out. Philadelphia is 6 points out, as I've told you repeatedly. coming into this game tonight. Is anybody else really there? Florida's got 69 points. I think they're about finished. Buffalo's finished. So, no, I'm not counting anybody else. Let's look in the West. Minnesota, 92 points, just a slim one-point lead over Chicago. Then Nashville is in third place in that Central Division with 77 points. Out in the Pacific, San Jose with 89 points. The Anaheim Ducks are second with 82, but look out, the Calgary Flames, who are on a hot streak, pardon that pun, they have 80 points. They've jumped up into the third place. The two wild card teams are Edmonton with 79 points, so they're only 1 point away from getting into that top three there. And you've got St. Louis, who's back in the wild card picture with 75 points, three better than the Los Angeles Kings, and that's the only other team that has a chance to get into the playoffs. Winnipeg is 9 points out, and that might as well be 100 points, I think, at this juncture of the season. So that's what's that's what the standings look like coming into play tonight. Let's take a look at the other games that are going on. Lightning is at the Rangers tonight. They'll be at Madison Square Garden, so that'll be a game to watch. The Islanders are playing host to the Hurricanes this evening. The Jets are in Nashville. Pittsburgh is in Calgary. Hopefully the Flames can continue their good play. The Bruins are in Vancouver tonight. Colorado is in Arizona. And St. Louis plays the Kings. Good opportunity for the Kings. If they want to get that wild card spot, they have a chance to go head-to-head tonight. So with Washington not playing, the Blue Jackets could take advantage and get to within just a point of the Washington Capitals. And, again, that depends on what happens in the Pittsburgh game. At the end of the night, Pittsburgh could be in the top spot in the Metropolitan Division. And let me tell you something. I'm not taking your questions today because it's a game day. We'll do that tomorrow or Wednesday. But let me tell you something. All this speculation about the playoffs, and I think one thing, and I may have said it the other day, that they should be aiming for the top spot. This is what I feel cannot happen. This is worst case scenario. You cannot let this happen if there's anything you can do about it. Pittsburgh winning the division, Washington falling to second or third with the Blue Jackets. I don't like that matchup in the first round. I don't. Maybe in the second round, I would feel much better about it in the second round after one seven-game series is gone by the wayside and the team has more confidence. I do not like that matchup in the first round. And there's a long ways to go here to figure out who's finally going to be on top. Hopefully it'll be the Blue Jackets, and they'll just take care of business and play against that second wild card team. But if it doesn't work out that way, you can't have Pittsburgh sitting in that top spot and you have to face Washington in the first round. I don't like that at all. I don't like that one bit. What was that? Green Eggs and Ham, right? Sam I Am? I do not like them, Sam I Am. I do not like Green Eggs and Ham. Anyway, I don't know where I'm going. See, that must be cold medicine right there. Maybe it is, maybe it isn't. That's going to bring this show to a close for today. 7 o'clock game time tonight. From the Wells Fargo Center, I've got the call for you on the Blue Jackets Radio Network, and that includes the flagship station 97.1, The Fan in Columbus. Pre-game coverage starting at 6:45 tonight. You can also hear the game streamed via the NHL app, or you can hear it on the TuneIn app in the Blue Jackets channel, on the Blue Jackets channel there, or you can get it at BlueJackets.com. Blue Jackets and the Philadelphia Flyers tonight in Philly, the city of brotherly love. Hopefully the Blue Jackets have no love for the Flyers and take the 2 points out of here this evening. We'll wait and see what happens. And until then, I'm Bob McElligott saying so long.